Welcome, everybody, and happy hump day to each and every one of you. Well, the magic number for the Brewers is 2. What do I mean by that? Either through a combination of Brewers wins or Philly losses, we're just 2 games away from securing the home field advantage for the entirety of the playoffs. I don't know about you, but I've been staying up, though it has been painful these last couple of evenings with the Brewers games out in California, which start late and end even later. Let's hope they have some better luck in their next series. But again, that magic number is 2. And of course, Civic Media is going to have you and all your Brewer-loving friends and family covered. We're going to have the Brewers Radio Network at all of our local affiliates. We'll have more on that as we approach the playoffs. I've got my NLDS tickets. I hope you do too. Very exciting. But in very, very concerning news, on the heels of Donald Trump forcing out or firing a Trump loyalist, conservative Federalist Society, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia from last week. I talked about this with Jim Santel yesterday on the show. This guy's name was Eric Siebert. He was picked by Trump. He is a Trump loyalist. He is a MAGA guy. But even that guy concluded he did not have enough evidence to even bring a potential indictment to a grand jury. He declined to do so, specifically as to Adam Schiff and Jim Comey. Donald Trump, of course, DMing, but maybe truth posting accidentally to Pam Bondi, basically directing her to go after his political enemies. And then this week, Seifert's out, and Lindsey Halligan, one of the Trump loyalist personal lawyers, has been appointed acting U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. By the way, woman's never prosecuted a single criminal case in her life, and she's an insurance lawyer. Reporting within the last hour or so, it is that former FBI director James Comey is expected to be indicted on federal criminal charges in the coming days. I cannot tell you how incredibly insane this moment is. Nobody really knows what the charges are. Some are thinking that it might be an accusation, a criminal accusation, that he lied to Congress during his testimony on September 30th, 2020, about whether he had authorized a leak of information to the Wall Street Journal for an October 2016 article ahead of that presidential election. Wow, folks, this is getting real. We will keep you posted as news breaks on this over the afternoon, but I'm scared a little bit for our country. This is a dark time. And again, I just want to point out, the Trump-picked U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia thought there was not evidence. He refused to bring these charges to a grand jury for indictment. He got fired. Trump picks the insurance lady lawyer, and now Jim Comey is apparently going to be criminally indicted. This is not how it's supposed to work. Let's turn locally. We've also got a little bit of breaking news on the state front, also making me a little concerned about our present moment as Wisconsinites and Americans. Scott Bauer reporting on X, former Wisconsin state lawmaker Brett Hulsey, who angered fellow Democrats with his increasingly outlandish stunts, including promising to hand out KKK hoods to Republicans in 2014, is apparently running for governor. He previously ran in 2014, coming in a distant second in the primary. You know what we need a lot less of? Wackadoo outlandish Democrats. I just need some normal. How about you? Normal candidates with good ideas that will serve Wisconsin families, help us all move forward together, help us reach our full potential. And I'm so very happy to be joined by one such candidate this afternoon to start the show off. It is my pleasure to be joined by Trevor Young. He is a state Senate candidate for District 21, which is, you know, it's sort of the South Milwaukee, Oak Creek. Trevor, welcome. Tell people what the areas that Senate District 21 covers, and welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here with us.
Yeah, Maggie, thanks for having me on. That was quite the introduction, just being the normal guy. So I appreciate that, and we're going to keep that mantle as a part of the campaign. So District 21 is the north side of the city of Racine, and then up into the Wind Point area in Caledonia, in Raymond, in Racine County, and then the southwest suburbs of the city of Milwaukee. So you've got Greenfield, Greendale, Hales Corners, Franklin, and even parts of the city of Milwaukee. So it is a 50-50 district where we're going to have to talk to every voter, win their trust, win their support with those just matter-of-fact, common-sense ideas about how we solve folks' problems. So excited to be in the race.
I'm so thrilled about your candidacy, Trevor. Your personal story is amazing. You're going to get to that. But you're running against State Senator Van Wongard, who's been around for quite some time. He's the majority caucus chair in the state Senate. Pretty powerful guy. What do you put your odds at? Because this is there's a broader picture here, and that is, I think, both on the Republican and Democratic side. I think we need a little changing of the guard, if you will, a little new blood. And Van Wongard has been around for far too long, in my opinion, regardless of his politics. Tell me, what's the plan to beat this guy who's been in the state Senate for so long?
Well, I think the first thing is having a positive vision for the future. I think folks are sick and tired of nastiness in politics, name-calling, division. And I think as Wisconsinites, all we want for is our public servants to be honest, to answer the phone when they call, and to bring the best idea forward, have open debates and about public policy that makes people's lives better. And I think that we're going to offer that as a part of this campaign, and we're going to work really hard to introduce ourselves to everybody in the district. You know, I've run for office at the local level, and if there's one thing that's taught me is that partisanship comes second to people looking at you, reading you, thinking that you're shooting straight. And so I want to make sure that we get a positive message out there and tell voters the truth and be hopeful.
Yeah, it's a common theme on this program, having worked both in federal government and having advised governors and having spent a long time working in local government. I constantly try to tell people, any partisan overlay when you're looking at, I think, both state legislative as well as local common council or village board elections, it is complete nonsense. We're talking about the building blocks that make our lives good, about delivering those services that allow our families to flourish and to be as healthy and prosperous as we can. And that is really a nonpartisan thing. Everybody wants that for their family. Trevor, I do want to get to your specific policy proposals and some of your ideas. I love the 5 T's, by the way.
Oh,
we're gonna tell people all about that. But I wanted to start with your personal story, Trevor, because it is so incredibly powerful. It is, in my opinion, the American dream in many ways. Share with people a little bit about your story.
Maggie, you're exactly right. And that's why I'm running for office, because I owe everything to my hometown and I owe everything to this country and this state. I was born halfway across the world. I was in an orphanage until I was 2 years old, adopted from Krasnodar, Russia. And my dad, who is a single parent, small business owner, he cuts hair. That explains a bit of this. He picked me up from an orphanage and brought me to Racine, where I was a product of the public schools and a product of my neighborhood. And I grew up around people who spoke different languages, who had different backgrounds, who from house to house, everybody had a different story. And so that upbringing and that sense of gratitude for where I could have been is what informed wanting to get involved in giving back. So went to university for urban studies and urban planning because, I thought that problems would be solved best at the local level because that's where folks are most held accountable. And through my experience on the city council and now as the transit director running a budget of over $10 million annually, I've seen that the state is getting in the way of good things that we could be doing for folks. My job as transit director is to make sure that people can get to work, get to school, get to doctor's appointments, get to the Social Security office. And time again, we've seen austerity and the prioritization of tax giveaways to those who already have more than enough, rather than growing the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. And so that's why I'm running, because I think that we can't give up on places that I grew up in here in Racine.
Trevor, when I hear you and other folks that have immigrated to the United States, what I hear frequently, the common thread, is not just their love of their pets. They do love some pets, folks. That's Trevor Young. What I hear very frequently from folks that have immigrated to the United States is their commitment and their thankfulness, the incredible value and giving back that I hear from immigrants like yourself and from all different places in this world is this overwhelming sense of thankfulness and gratitude and a desire to give back, both directly and indirectly, in your case by serving as a public servant, building Racine's transit system, which is so essential for communities. People don't realize, we don't talk about transit nearly enough, I think. So I just wanted to take this moment. We had this terrible shooting at an ICE facility in Texas today, Trevor, and I wanted to highlight your story of coming to the United States and again urge people, we can disagree about public policy and we can disagree about a lot of things. We resolve our disputes in courtrooms and we do so peacefully. But to remind ourselves that at all times, immigrants have been the lifeblood of this country, and Trevor, you are no exception to that rule of what it means to be an American. I wondered if you wanted to make a brief comment. We've got about a minute left, given today's events.
Well, Maggie, thank you for the opportunity to speak on this. I come from a country where violence defines its politics, and I am so fortunate to be in a country where we are able to vote, we are able to have freedom of speech, we're able to disagree agreeably, and may the best idea win through elections and through our legal system. And so we need to preserve that, we need to bring down the temperature, and we need to make sure that we're engaged civilly in dialogue that brings us together, not tears us apart. So I hear that loud and clear, and my personal story speaks to that.
Absolutely. Folks, if you're just joining us, this is the Maggie Don Show. We're speaking with Trevor Young, a state Senate candidate for District 21. He is currently the director of Ride Racine, Racine's public transit system. And as we talk about how to engage in the true battle of ideas, the true battle of policies, we're going to get into those policies that Trevor is proposing to help propel District 21 and the state of Wisconsin forward. And our deep reverential respect for the rule of law will come up in the 5 o'clock hour when I'm joined by two former federal appeals court judges, and we talk about their efforts to educate the public about the importance of the independent judiciary in this country. All that coming up in 5 o'clock, but stay with me and Trevor right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This conversation continues on the other side.